You're lucky, Argro said, and allowed the words to settle. How's that? Beach asked. You picked the Bahamas. Actually, the lawyer picked the Bahamas, Spicer said. Anyway, the banks are pretty loose there. Lots of secrets get told. Lots of officials get bribed. Most of the serious money launderers stay away from the Bahamas. Panama is the current hotspot, and of course Grand Cayman is still rock solid. Of course, they all three nodded. Offshore was offshore, wasn't it? Just another example of trusting an idiot like Trevor. Argro watched them with their puzzled faces and thought how truly clueless they were. For three men with the ability to totally wreck the American electoral process, they seemed awfully naive. You haven't answered our question, Spicer said. Anything's possible in the Bahamas. So you can do it? I can try, no guarantees. Here's the deal, Spicer said. You verify the account, and we'll do your appeals for free. That's not a bad deal, Argro said. We didn't think so. Agreed? Agreed. For an awkward second, they just looked at one another, proud of their mutual agreement, but not sure who moved next. Finally, Argro said, I need to know something about the account. Such as? Beach asked. Such as a name or a number. The account name is Boomer Realty Limited. The account number is 144-DXN-9593. Argro scribbled some notes on a sheet of scrap paper. Just curious, Spicer said as they watched him closely. How do you plan to communicate with your contacts outside? Phone, Argro said without looking up. Not these phones, Beach said. These phones are not secure, Yarper said. You can't use these phones, Spicer said with an edge. Argro smiled and acknowledged their concerns. Then he glanced over his shoulder and removed from his pants pocket an instrument of some sort, not much larger than a pocket knife. He held it between his thumb and index finger and said, This is a phone, gentlemen. They stared in disbelief, then watched as he quickly unfolded it from the top and the bottom and from one side, so that when properly opened, it still looked much too small for any meaningful conversation. It's digital, he said. Very secure. Who gets the monthly bill? Asked Beach. I have a brother in Boca Raton. The phone and the service were gifts from him. He snapped it back smartly and it vanished before their eyes. Then he pointed to the small conference room behind them, to their chamber. What's in there? He asked. Just a conference room, Spicer said. It has no windows, right? None, except for that small one in the door. All right, what if I go in there, get on the phone, and go to work? You three stay here and watch out for me. If anyone enters the library, come and knock on the door. The brethren readily agreed, though they did not believe Argro could pull it off.